So I believe everyone has a novel in them just waiting to get written. But let's face it, it's not easy to jumpstart a writing career anywhere. But in Peru, where books are expensive and published in very small numbers, it's especially tough. But now there's Lucha Libro. It's based on Mexico's Lucha Libre, where wrestlers put on masks and pseudonyms to duke it out in a ring. Here, the contestants put masks and use fake names too, but they take to the ring to write short stories on the clock and in front of a live crowd. Crazy, right? Reporter Annie Murphy has a story.
On a chilly Monday night, a bar called La Noche is packed. Usually people come to see live bands, but tonight they're here for Lucha Libro, a form of literary wrestling, where new writers are given three random words, a laptop hooked up to a gigantic screen, and 5 minutes to write a short story. At the end of a match, the losing writer has to take off their mask. The winner goes on to the next round a week later, and the grand prize? It's a book contract. The crowd is youngish, people in their 20s and 30s, a lot of big glasses and skinny jeans. An announcer in a striped referee shirt takes the stage.
Señoras y señores, muy buenas noches. ¿Cómo están?
The first contestant is a guy who goes by the name Chicken Wilson. He's tall and goofy, but when he sees the three words projected on the screen behind him, he gets serious. He's got monkey, plane ticket, and dictionary to work with.
Uno. Dos. Tres. Tiempo.
The announcer counts to three and the clock starts. No one is talking. But just a paragraph in, Chicken Wilson freezes. The seconds are ticking by, so the crowd starts cheering him on. And he rallies, dashing off a short story about monkeys living in the city and an American girl on vacation in Peru. This event is more than just a bunch of young writers fooling around in wrestling masks, says Dante Trujillo. He runs the Solar editorial house, which will publish the winning entry. He says that even though Peru's economy is doing well right now, Peru is still feeling the impact of some hard decades. There was the military government in the 70s, the civil war in the 80s, and then the collapse of the economy.
Entonces las perspectivas para un autor...
And so for young authors just beginning their careers, the best advice you can give them is to get out of Peru.
Backstage, Chicken Wilson explains that his pseudonym is a family nickname. But other contestants say that there's more to their stage names. One young woman with a pale blonde braid falling out the back of her black wrestler's mask calls herself L, like the letter.
When I write, I often write lyrical pieces, poems, and I usually sign them with that one letter. L also stands for loser to me, and this concept of the underdog, of a person that nobody thinks can win, I'm really into that.
Actually, it's Chicken Wilson who ends up losing his match while L advances. Whoever wins the final round in a few weeks will have 6 months to finish their book. It'll be released at the Lima Book Fair, where the writer will take off the mask and reveal his or her real identity for the first time. Writer Jonathan Vasquez is one of the founders of Lucha Libro. He says the chance to win that coveted publishing contract is important, but not all there is to it. He says it's also about changing the idea that literature is boring. According to him, this turns it into an event, because it's not just about the opportunity for a young person to become a writer, he says. It's also about having a place for young people to hang out and to read. For The World, I'm Annie Murphy in Lima.